Kamala Harris continues to focus on Wisconsin voters. Earlier this week, with the convention in full swing, she broke away to rally a record crowd of supporters in Milwaukee in her third visit in 4 weeks to the state. Merv Seymour has been on the campaign trail and has this report.
For a few hours this week,
as Vice President Harris says, the road to the White House runs through this very state.
And one night only, a piece of the Democratic National Convention is in the spotlight in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. With the official convention in full swing 90 miles away inside Chicago's United Center, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, fill two arenas at the same time in two cities, with fired up voters in Chicago and Milwaukee, which lights up with excitement. Terrence Burkert is one of an estimated 18,000 people who have come to the Pfizer Forum Arena to cheer, chant, and support what he calls the Harris-Walz political movement, even if it is from the so-called cheap seats.
In 08, when Obama ran, I got a chance to experience that, and I did not think we would get to experience something like that again in my lifetime, to be honest.
I think the world is already very divided as it is, and to know that there are this many people that have the same sort of core beliefs and values and morals that you do feels good.
The Milwaukee half of these two twin rallies takes place in the same space where Republicans held their convention barely a month ago. Today, two blocks away, a huge Trump billboard sits high in the sky, offering voters a contrast between Republicans and Democrats. Democratic campaign officials hope this convention-style campaign stop in Milwaukee has the same effect.
The vice president leaving her own convention and coming here is saying to voters on the ground in this city and in this state, in Wisconsin, to say we see you, we value you.
Now we're going to pass the mic from state to state so that all our voices are heard all around the nation.
At one point, a feed of the ceremonial roll call of delegates from Chicago played out live on the big screens inside the forum.
Illinois, how do you cast your vote?
Suddenly, out of nowhere,
Governor Tim Walz.
Vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz walks out and stuns this crowd.
By the way, they got a little party going over in Chicago. They didn't know the big party was here in Milwaukee tonight, so this is where it's at.
He wastes no time in talking about the elephant in the room, their opponent, Donald Trump.
They left here riding high. They were feeling good. This thing was over. Well, trust me, Milwaukee, a hell of a lot can change in 4 weeks.
When it's time for the Wisconsin delegation, this Milwaukee audience erupts into a Wisconsin Badger football tradition meant to give the team a last quarter push towards victory.
I am thrilled to reaffirm Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee for President of the United States.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
After the Minnesota and California roll calls, Vice President Harris's message from Milwaukee is live streamed to those at the convention in Chicago and the rest of America.
They have nominated Coach Walz and me to be the next Vice President and President of the United States of America.
Surrounded by the people she hopes to represent, using the one word that represents her campaign, candidate Harris reminds this enthusiastic crowd that her campaign is about freedom.
Like the freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
Now that Kamala Harris is the official Democratic nominee, she's hoping to ride the momentum from this week's Democratic National Convention all the way to Election Day. Reporting for Here Now, I'm Merv Seymour.